have your Bibles, we'd like to share with you from the book of James, the 4th chapter, the 14th verse, where the Bible reads, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little time and then vanisheth away." St. John, the 16th chapter, and the 33rd verse reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." These things, Jesus said, I have spoken unto thee, that in me ye might have peace. But he says that in the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. As I pondered and prayed on these verses the last couple of days, I guess what I might be doing this morning is preaching the first part of my testimony. Out of all that I've been through, I still got joy. Out of all that I've been through, I still got joy. For our children this morning and for those that are helping out this morning to allow them to lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We ought to get excited when our children do things for the Lord, and we ought to give them praise. They're going to come to times in their life where they got to hang on. And they don't have to wait until they get old. There are some times when you're a young person that things will come up and things will happen that you got to hang in there. Somebody got to be done told you a little bit about Jesus. See if they know something about the master. Then they'll know where they can turn when mama's not able to be there. When dad is nowhere around, they can look up to the hills and know that God is still right there. Then those of us that live for a minute, we realize that every day is not a sunny day. There are times when you got to go through, and sometimes it's beyond your control. Sometimes you dig a hole for yourself. But even in the midst of that, you can still hang on and call on the name of God. I got any witnesses in here that know that all you got to do is call on Jesus? Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I thank the Lord this morning for being who he is and for all that he has done, and not only for what he's done, but what we still expect him to do. There's a song that says, "Be patient with me. The Lord is not through with me yet." Hallelujah. And that, I say me, but I'm talking about us. That ought to be your testimony this morning. Anybody got their own personal testimony this morning? Do you know for yourself that the Lord God will make a way? You learn how to steal away in your secret closet. Talk to the master and tell him all about your troubles. And the Lord God made a way out of no way. And that God that I speak of this morning, it is only by his grace and his mercy that I'm able to stand before you this morning and declare and share words. To give God praise for who he is and for all that he has done, not only for me, but for all of us this morning. There is no doubt in my mind that God is a mighty good God. And the God that I'm talking about, he is worthy of our praises. Now, we may not all praise him in the same manner, but every now and again, I remember Sister Bertie used to sing a song, "When the Lord gets ready, you got to move." Because that neighbor sitting beside you, they don't know your story. They don't know what it took for you to get here this morning. They don't know how maybe the hellhound been running you all week long, and somehow or another you got a loose end. You decided that no matter what you do to me, I'm going to still praise the power of a loving God. I thank God that I found out a long time ago that God is a good God. And that every day we ought to be able to tell our God, thank you. Found out as a young person, and I hope that our young people will find and be able to say that there's nothing better for me. And nobody has been better to us than Jesus the Christ. I realized that when we got the Lord in our lives, then we know something about joy. There is no joy, there is no peace without the power of a loving God. You can go through the motions sometimes, and you can fool yourself into thinking that, you know, how some of us get so self-absorbed and it's all about us. I did it and I made a way and I saved my money. I worked hard all of these days and look at my house and look at all of these things that I got. But don't you know everything you got come from God? Every hour you stood up on your feet, it's a good thing you had a mind to save a penny or two. But everything you got come from the Lord. Our strength and our grace comes from the power of a loving God. I'm sure that as you studied your Sunday school lesson this morning, and I looked at it and I realized, man, they're talking about God being the good shepherd. Anybody knowing to be your good shepherd? And you know, a lot of times I like to preach from the Sunday school lesson, but I remember the last time I did preach, that's what I preached about. But God being the good shepherd. So I didn't want to come in here and repeat myself this morning. I could have picked that old message up and brought it in here this morning. But I began to think about how good God has been and how the good shepherd protects us and how the good shepherd watches over us and how the good shepherd is always there, how the good shepherd is even standing at the gate right now. And I don't know about you. Some of you might not have a Sunday school book because you don't come to Sunday school. But I just want to let you know that God is still the good shepherd. Good shepherds say, I know my sheep and my sheep know me because they know me and I know them by name. Anybody glad that God knows you by name? Anybody know that God not only knows you by name, but he knows how many hairs you got on your head? You can put some rinse out and get all that gray out of there, but he still know how many grays are going to pop back. There's nothing that God does not know. And so I thank God that in knowing that he is the good shepherd, that I pray that we could get a personal relationship with him. Be able to boldly say and say with conviction this morning that the Lord is my shepherd. It's good to know him as the good shepherd, but it's even better to know him as your shepherd. God is that shepherd that you don't have to worry about wanting for anything because he will always be right there. When we got the Lord for our shepherd, we know that God will and has not ever let us down. Loved us so much that the Bible declares he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So God has blessed us and gave us another Sunday to call on his righteous name. And I don't know about you, but I know the Lord has done and is doing some great things in our life. He has done so much for all of us that we ought to be full of gratitude. There ought to be a praise on our lips. We ought to be able to say that God will do and has done, because the Bible declares even when we were dead in sin, he still blessed us. When we were nothing but wretches undone, God still allowed himself to make a way for us. And that God that I'm talking about, I'm so glad that he gave himself, didn't have to do it, but he did. Made, as my brother preached to us on Easter Sunday morning, that ultimate sacrifice in giving his life so that we might have life as well. Then I thank God because I found that as Minister Richards talked to us last week about following the leader, that God is our leader, God is our guide. But this morning, I come to talk to you a little bit about life. It's been said on many occasions and by quite a few different folk that if it's not one thing, it's always another. We think about life, we can't help but understand that God created us in his own image. The Bible declares that he made us from the dust of the ground, breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, and then after he gave us life, we became living souls. The Bible declares through the word of Paul that it's in him that we have our being. I found out this morning, a long time ago, actually, that we cannot move if it's not for the power of God. There are those of you this morning that may have had to set your alarm clock to make sure that you didn't oversleep. But how many of you know that unless God continued to give you your hearing, then you wouldn't even heard the alarm clock? So you can't take God out of the equation. And that's why I'm so glad to be able to say, anyway, you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Life as we know it is full of uncertainties. We don't know from one day to the next what may transpire. Get up in the morning and we got plans to do this, that, or the other. But one thing we can say is that the Bible declares if you watch and pray. Minister Richards talked about that praying and praying all the time. Men should always pray. Pray without ceasing. And I think I'm looking at some folk that know something about prayer this morning. There's a song we sing sometime, I know what prayer can do. Prayer can take you from a low degree. Prayer can build you back up. Prayer can make your enemy leave you alone. Prayer can make you get a smile on your face when you don't feel good down on the inside. Do I have any praying folk in here this morning? Anybody know how to call on the Master? See, Jesus said, as often as we pray, I'll tell you how God said. He said, say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Do I have any praying folk in here this morning? Realize that anything that you bring to the Lord God will work it out for you. I thank God for hearing and answering our prayers. But no matter how bad or how mean you've been, if you talk to the Master, if you have a sincere heart, if you got your mind on doing things in a different manner, no matter what the naysayers say or the haters say, God will hear your humble cry. Anybody ever told you that God don't hear the sinner's prayer? Well, I come to tell you that they told you a lie. Because I can remember a time that I was a sinner and I was a wretch undone. But I learned how to call on the name of Jesus. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody know how to call on the name of a mighty God? A God that is a God without respect to persons. A God that knows my uprising and my down city. A God knows that where I've been and where I'm trying to go. A God that knows that anything that we need, all we got to do is trust the power of God. But how many of you know when you get your mind made up and you get your hand in the hand of a mighty God, that the old enemy always tried to rob you? See, I found in John 10:10, the enemy is referred to as a thief. For the Bible declares the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. See, he's trying to mess up somebody's life this morning. But I'm so glad that God said, I came that you might have life. And not only would you have life, that you have it more abundantly. I come to let you know this morning that I serve a mighty God. I serve a God that is able. I serve a God that has always been right there. I serve a God that told me through the words of James, don't be making all these plans about tomorrow, but trust in the power of the God that I got one right now. I know that every now and again, you're going to say, I'll do this on tomorrow. But I come to let you know you can't boast. You can't have overly self-confidence about what you're going to do on tomorrow. Learn how to take it one day at a time. You better trust the power of a loving God. For James said, what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it vanished away. You're here today and you could be gone today. But I'm so glad that I got God on my side. I'm so glad that the Lord is right here in Files Chapel, showing me that he is a mighty God. Showing me if I trust in him, he got my hand in his hand, and everything is going to be all right. Do I have any witnesses this morning that know that you got God on your side? Don't worry about what you got to go through, but trust the power of a loving God. I come to tell somebody this morning that there's a God that says high and he looked down low. I thank God for the word of God. For the Bible says that in this old world of ours, he said that I tell you this, that I come that you might have peace. But in the world, you're going to have tribulation. You're going to be tried by the fire. The enemy's going to try you on every hand. You will have some good days and some bad days. But I'm so glad that my good days outweigh my bad days. I'm so glad that even in the midst of all that I'm going through, that Jesus said, be of good cheer. I've already overcome the world. There's no sickness that I cannot solve. I heal it all of thine diseases by thy stripes. Hallelujah, by thy stripes. I'm healed. In the midst of your suffering, in the midst of your pain, know that God is right there by your side. Is there anybody in the house glad to know that you got God this morning? I got the Lord on my side. And if God is on your side, put the enemy on your feet. Tell the devil he's nothing but a liar and the truth is not in him. No weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. Oh, I've been knocked down, but I'm going to get back up. I've been pushed aside, but I'm going to get back up because I know where my help comes from. They said, I will look up to the hills. Anybody looking to the hills? Anybody got joy? I got joy this morning out of all that I've been through, out of all that I'm going through, out of all that the devil tried me. I still got my joy. Is there anybody in the house got joy down on the inside? The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to hold on to God, unchanging hand. And the Lord God will make a way, oh God, out of no way. I'm going to trust God. God said, I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Don't let nobody, don't let nothing get between you and your God. Let nothing separate you from the love of a mighty God. I got joy. Anybody got joy? Anybody know that the Lord God will bless those that you are praying for? It might not be you today, but it might be your son or your daughter. It might be your cousin or your friend. It might be your husband or your wife. But go down on bended knees. Look to the power of a mighty God and remember the words of the Lord. In the world, you will have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer. But Jesus said, I have already overcome the world. There's nothing that my God cannot do. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get that mindset. Lord, why me? Why not you? God is a God that without respect to persons, none of us are exempt from going through. And you see in now that just because I wear this robe, just because I stand before you on Sunday morning, I'm not exempt from going through the same trials and tribulations that you go through. But I like what Minister Richard said, Minister Johnson said earlier. We're in this thing together. We're going to pray ye one for another. I told you when I first got up, I'm standing because of your prayers and my prayers. You see, the condition I got, they still hadn't gave me any proper medication, but I'm still able to stand. I'm standing on the promise of a loving God. And I come to tell somebody this morning that no matter what you're going through, hold on to your joy. Be of good cheer, for the Lord God will work it out for you. He'll work it out for mama. He'll work it out for daddy. He is right there wherever you need him to be. He is right there right now. Whew. I'm so glad that I learned to listen to him instead of listening to others. And sometimes even in the midst of your going through, just trust that God will do just what he said he'd do. If God said, I'll never leave you, neither will I forsake you. And when he commissioned me to go out in ministry, he said, John, I'll go with you always, even to the end of the world. Make me appreciate my good days. And I hope and pray that something has been said here this morning, that as you go through your trials, and even if you don't have any trials right now, lay this message as a foundation for what the enemy might try to do. For he is a thief. He's a robber. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he don't have no problem in telling you that he's still going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. But if he get his hands on you, you shake him off. Put him under your feet. Call on the higher power and trust that God will be right there by your side. I told you in the outset that this is the first part of my testimony. When I give you the second part after God gives it to me, I'm going to tell you what I've been through, but then where I am at that particular point right then. Because I'm going to trust him to be my healer. I already know that he's my keeper, and he got me in his mighty hands. Gave me good folk to take care of me and worry about me, pray for me, and feed me real good. I lost about 4 or 5 pounds, and so I started letting them know I got to eat. So I eat everything almost that they bring me now. Shame before God to just be greedy. Woman brought me some stewed potatoes and some salmon patties, and I ate my fill. And then Sister Pittman called, said, I got some neck bones. I said, send them on up here. Cotton couldn't get in the door fast enough. I said, put them on the plate and bring me some vinegar. God is good. And I don't take my blessings lightly. Thank you for loving me. And I know you love me, but he loves me best. And I'm going to trust him as we trust him to carry us through this dark cloud. And as we walk down through this valley in the midst of life, know that your joy still can stay intact.